Keith, you ready for a Victory Monday?
Oh, I am. It's been a while. Actually, maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I don't know how to do this.
I don't think I am ready.
This is a weird place to be in.
I think a lot
it's been
of people.
A minute.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
How do I react to this?
A lot of people don't know how to feel.
I don't know how to explain my feelings right now.
I think a lot of people don't know how to feel about yesterday. The Patriots win.
It's a nice win.
That's odd.
Yeah, strange. It's been about 7 weeks.
Jacoby Brissett leads a game-winning drive.
He's the Rolaids relief man of the year.
Very strange. Drake Mays hurt.
Look great.
Look real good.
Then gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Don't break Drake crowd being like, I told you.
Yeah, so we got
told you.
We got to deal with them, I'm sure, today, yes. Which I'm not looking forward to. Gerard Mayo sneaky kind of blamed Drake May for his injury.
Well, and I'll tell you, yeah, he did. That was odd.
Yeah.
To steal your side of the street, the Patriots are 1-0 after their coach calls them soft.
It's a good point.
One
good point. They responded
they
to
did.
Gerard Mayo for being called soft, or did they? I want to dig more into that here today on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Monday following their 25-22 victory over the Jets yesterday. Their second win of the year. They're now number three in the draft standings, Keefe.
Yeah, a lot of two-win teams in the NFL
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, they get
a lot of schmucky teams.
Maybe a winning streak with Tennessee next up.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Maybe.
But maybe.
Maybe.
But maybe. You see that Tennessee outfit last night? Or yesterday?
I certainly did. Not very good.
Holy mackerel.
So we'll get to your thoughts on it all day long. It's 617-779-7937. You should feel good about a win today, right? Patriots fans, you should, I think. You can jump in again on the phones at 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. Interact with the program, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Already a lively chat going on there.
Hopping.
Plus on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. We should feel good, right?
We should feel good.
You don't sound sold.
Well, no, because again, it all comes down to Drake May. And we thought winning some games, because you and I weren't of the tank and get the number one pick and go from there. We were saying, hey, win some games, build some good habits. And once they went to Drake May, I was thinking, all right, Drake May is going to be the one leading a fourth quarter drive potentially to win or whatever, or playing really well and racking up some wins. This one was weird. He put him in a spot. He had a great run for the touchdown and had a couple of decent enough drives. And then he comes out and they're still able to win. So I do feel good about it, but I understand why you feel a little bit mixed. It's a little strange the way that the whole thing played out. I do think it's far and away the most important for Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo's seat had never been as warm as it was last week. A lot of conversation last week. Will he survive the year and or will he start next year? And I was like, oh my God. Like, I thought for sure he was going to be back next year, but it was coming into doubt. He called the team out, and then everybody between Bill Belichick and former players in the media, everybody pounced on Mayo for those comments. And that's what we talked about all week. So for all the people involved in the entire Patriots organization, that win was the most important for Gerard Mayo. And I don't even think it's close. Like, I don't think there's a second guy on that list that's like, yeah, that win really helped me. No, Mayo needed that win.
So it helped more people, but it helped Mayo by far the most.
A win is, like, with especially a six-game losing streak in the NFL, things start to pile up, whether it's players, assistant coaches, the owner, like whatever it is. It's important for everybody to get rid of that losing streak. You don't want to be the worst team in the league. We talked last week a lot about how when the year is up, how awful 1-16 and even 2-15, how that looks like just on the standings and where you're at. But for them to get a win, throwing the fact that it's at home, like it was pretty significant for Gerard Mayo.
So I do feel good about the win. Now I'll say I would prefer it if it was Drake May getting the win and playing well and he's out there and you win because of your young quarterback. I would feel better about it, of course. But I feel good about the win for what you just said. They needed it.
They
this
desperately needed that.
Organization needed this win badly. They were a joke. They were a laughingstock. It was a national conversation. The coach called them soft. Bill Belichick called them out for being called soft. They were asked about being soft all week long. They got a second win. They needed it. The whole organization needed this. Unless you want to turn back into, and maybe they're still trending there, early 90s Patriots, you're a disaster every week. Players getting arrested off the field. Players out too late beyond their curfew, which I know Mayo quibbled with on the Greg Hill show. You know, playing poorly on the field, nothing to look forward to. Games that aren't watchable every single week. Unless you want that to be the reality, which I don't.
No.
I never wanted that to be the reality with Brissett or with May. Unless that's what you want purely for a draft pick, that's a good win yesterday. It's a win you should feel good about. And big picture, maybe, just maybe,
Yeah.
Everything with Mayo, the sideshow, the antics, all the things that we feared when the Patriots hired him, maybe that was the worst of it last week, and you can start to dig out of it because you got a win. So even just long-term big picture, maybe it's a sign that Jerod Mayo, A, can survive the year, and B, can still lead these guys. The organization needed it. So I do feel good about the win. But there's obviously stuff we can nitpick in that game. The receivers were terrible. I think the and look, Kayshon Boutte had a couple of big catches late.
Yeah, he did.
To save the day, I guess, but the receivers were terrible.
Terrible.
I thought that the softness thing was still there to a degree. Like, they won the game, so I'm not going to call them soft, but they still got run on, you know?
Well, it's also one of those things where let's give the Patriots credit, and I'm not going to spend 4 hours talking about how bad the Jets are, because the Patriots are bad too, and they won the game, so they deserve credit for winning the game. But some of the stuff that the Jets were doing was unbelievable
to me. Since
you
brought it up, what was your favorite part?
I think delay a game on a two-point conversion.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
Francesa was ranting and raving about it. Maybe we'll play it later on, but he's so right. It's like, you knew the whole drive you were going for two.
You're going for two.
How do you get a delay a game when you know you're going for two?
I'd never seen that in my life at any level. That was wild.
You ever seen a team burn all their timeouts? I feel like by the end of the first quarter, in the first half.
I don't think so.
With Aaron Rodgers. Not with like a rookie quarterback. Yeah. With Aaron Rodgers, who supposedly has command of the game clock and...
No, zero feel for it.
Oh, my God.
Zero feel. And I don't know if it's him having like a mini strike against the new play caller, because that's not his guy, Nathaniel Hackett. But usually, I think it's something like that.
I like it. Okay.
Because I think it's him being like, I didn't get to play it soon enough.
Yeah.
That kind of... So he's kind of putting it on him would be my guess. I guess he in the postgame took the blame for the delay game on the two-point conversion too, because he said he didn't like the look or whatever. But regardless, it looked like a JV operation out there. Those guys, they're burning through all their timeouts, multiple delay of games, to the point where you're like, do they mean to do that? Like, they want to back it up a little bit? They were a mess. Also, they ended up, in the grand scheme of things, running it 28 times, which seems surprisingly high to me. The Jets did.
Yeah, but it felt early
didn't
on.
Feel like it.
Early on, they weren't running.
And you're like, you can't run against the team.
Yeah, early on, they tried to throw.
And even their touchdowns, you're like, why are you making it so hard on yourself? They had like two insane catches for their touchdowns. And you're like, why didn't you hand it off? The Patriots have been getting smoked on the ground the last 5 weeks. And they're like, nah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we're going to
put it in the hands of Rodgers, who... Man, I was super wrong about him going into this year. Man. He looks awful.
I mean, look, there were a lot of people who believed in Aaron Rodgers this year, but you have Patriots defenders like Devon Godchild coming out and being
like, he's cooked.
Yeah,
he's like,
I can catch him. Hilarious. Said Devon Godchild.
Yeah, so they were a mess, and they played a big factor in it. Like, they have hit rock bottom. Both teams are 2-6, and you saw all the memes going around yesterday, which are really funny. You know, the Patriots. Going into the season, we know as a Patriots fan, it's going to be one of their worst years ever. Jets fans are going in thinking this is going to be one of their best years ever. Both are 2-6. They've split their two games this year. It's like they are each other. One is the other. And I've never felt more right. You and I were doing a couple last week. Like, would you rather be the Jets or the Patriots just now and going forward? And we're like, it's the Pats because of Drake May. And then, I mean, I didn't realize it was going to be this bad this soon for New York. But, yeah, you'd rather be the Patriots. Even in a time where the Jets should be better than New England, they're still not. It's unbelievable.
So we'll get into a bunch from this game. If you want to pile on the Jets, feel free. I think right now, if the season ended today, they're drafting fourth, you're drafting third. You have the quarterback. They don't.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it feels like you're in a better spot than the New York Jets.
J-E-T-E Jets!
Plus, I mean, the Jets, this is not the year that you want the top pick. I mean, maybe people out there like the college quarterbacks more than I do. Yeah. But last year at this time, we were probably all doing shows being like, well, Caleb Williams, Drake May, hey, this Jaden Daniels looks really good. He's going to win the Heisman. Like, we all have quarterbacks that we like. I don't feel the same. And so the Jets might go back into that Jets vortex where they're taking Mark Sanchez, Zach Wilson. They're taking big swings at quarterbacks, and they might not be the guy.
Yeah, you're overdrafting Grant Nussmeier or somebody like that.
Right.
At pick four. So you can jump in on all of this. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Jerod Mayo. Did he save his job? We'll get to the Patriots wide receiver room, which is still maddening. And of course, let's get to Drake May as well. Drake May gets hurt. Yes, he looks phenomenal early on in the game.
He really did. His passing numbers should have been a lot better if it wasn't for the aforementioned wide receivers dropping passes. But he was running when it was there, right? It wasn't designed runs, but he was running when it's there.
Yeah, and by the way, running when it's there, we had some concerns about his knee a week ago.
Yeah, no, look good. Looks fine.
He looks totally fine. He's running wild like he's Josh Allen out there.
Touchdown run looked great. And then he gets hit in the head, and it's on a slide. He gave himself up. There was a defender in front of him, and he was like, I'm good. And then the defender from behind him comes flying in. No penalty called on the play. And it's one of those ones where that's a spot where the quarterback is trying to be do the right thing and is trying to avoid the hit and then still gets hit. You know, it's funny. In the Miami game, Tua came back, and he picked up a first down and then slid and got like a standing ovation. The crowd's like, yes, thank God. But like, I know it's fast, and I know a lot of the rules favor the or all of the rules favor the offense right now and trying to protect the quarterbacks. But that's another one. Like, you want these guys to slide. How can they still get hit in the head when they're sliding? And that's what happened. And it wasn't even a penalty or anything.
And he stayed in the game.
He stayed in the game.
And so
and then apparently, did you see the tweet? He was talking to Jacoby Brissett.
Oh yeah, Brissett's like, you're no good.
He's no good.
Yeah,
I get
out of there. You're fuzzy. Get out of the game. I want to get in.
I thought it was kind of fitting that the coaches couldn't tell. Like, either he didn't talk to Mayo, or like they didn't even know.
Yeah.
And it was like the backup quarterback had to be like, hey guys, you might want to get him looked at.
Yeah.
So the most prized possession on the team gets a concussion, keeps playing, comes off the field. Nobody knows except for the backup quarterback.
You'd have to talk to your players, Keith, to yeah. get a read on them. Jerron yeah. Mayo's not talking to anyone.
No, that's a good point.
He's busy working on handshakes with Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah, that was tough.
After the Drake May touchdown. And so May stays in the game. He is removed. He goes to the blue medical tent. He goes into the tunnel. And then at halftime, Mayo updates everybody on the broadcast.
Yeah, he's like, he's not coming back.
Yeah, he's going to be out. And you're like, great. Thanks. Here we go. Long day. What?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you tweet in real time?
Halloween was on AMC. And people are barking at me. They're like, you missed a hell of a game. It's like, I watched the game, guys.
It's a joke
just because they're not as entertaining with Jacoby Brissett as Drake May. I apologize if I offend anybody with those claims.
Well,
but we watched it for 5 weeks.
Thank you. We've all been waiting for it.
It is a bore watching Jacoby Brissett. It is much more fun to watch Drake May play, even though this game happened to end in a exciting fashion. I would say, like, congrats to Jacoby Brissett. Tip of the cap. I also hope I never see you play again. Like, I still go back. Drake May to be healthy. But
there's
no
chance he starts this week. Because typically, this is not ironclad, but typically you get a concussion, you miss the next week. That's the way the protocol generally works.
Yeah.
And if anything,
brutal.
I'm not big on babying Drake May, but on something like this, I would skew towards give the kid an extra week.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
The idea that people are taking a victory lap, like, you wanted the kid out there, you got him killed. He's going to be back in a week.
Yeah, but also, those people can't have it both ways because they were specifically referring to the offensive line.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case. The offensive line, which, by the way, deserves credit, too, is the first time they didn't have a new starting lineup. So 8 games, they had 7 different combinations up front.
Bravo.
So it was the first one that had repeated. And this wasn't him getting killed on the blind side because, you know, whoever is playing left tackle couldn't make a play.
We also,
it's part of his game is him running.
We also know what we were all talking about. We were talking about season-ending injuries, ACLs, Achilles. Yeah. No one was talking about missing a week for a concussion. That's not what anyone was talking about when they said get the kid killed.
People also talked about, he was, they're going to break him mentally. He looked pretty good.
Looks
he's kind of elevated the offense, actually, since he's come back in.
Look, I don't want him to have a concussion, but that we're talking very short term in the grand scheme of things. If you need to skew one way or the other, though, give him an extra week. I would agree with that. Here's Jerron Mayo earlier today on the Greg Hill Show discussing Drake May getting hurt. I said, here's Jerron Mayo. Earlier today.
I will say this. I have clicked play 3 times.
Let me clarify.
Look, I will say this.
We got it? Let's hear it.
All right.
Boomer Esiason was on with us earlier this morning talking about young quarterbacks who want to run the ball and don't always take care of themselves. Is that something that you want to keep reminding Drake May?
No, this goes back to like, darn if you do, darn if you don't. You know, and well, we should put him in the first week, or we should put him in here. And it's like, you know, at a certain time, like we're always going to do what's best for the football team. And look, the quarterback is the most important position on the field. I mean, however you feel about that, you know, the quarterback's the most important position on the field, and he has to protect himself a little better.
Okay, I don't. Quarterbacks do have to protect themselves.
He slid.
Yeah.
He slid. What more could he do?
Yeah.
Honestly, what more could Drake May do on that? Do you not want him to run? That would be my question to Mayo. Do you not want him to run at all? If he dove head first, or even a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo years ago, not nearly as mobile. Remember some of those, like on the sideline, like lowering a shoulder? That's when you say, hey, dude, get out of bounds.
No,
or like Tua, hey, slide.
A quarterback protecting themselves is completely valid, but was it valid on that play? I don't think so. Yeah, me neither.
They need to protect themselves at all times, sure. The league also does try to protect them, but you want him to protect him on that one? That seems like I'm going to try to have a coaching point here when there's really nothing to coach. He did what you would have suggested, or you don't even talk to the offense, so let's not pretend that you do.
Right.
Alex Van Pelt probably told him, hey, get what's there and then go down. That'd be my guess. Or maybe T.C. McCartney, the QB coach or whatever. And he did. He was pretty good about that. And let's face it, for a lot of the guys in the league, running is a part of their game, and you want them to be smart, pick and choose their spots. I thought in the time that he was out there, he chose wisely. There were a couple of other ones where I thought maybe he would tuck it and run, and he kind of kept it, threw it. Now maybe a receiver would drop it. Maybe they would catch it, but that's sort of 50-50 for him. But no, that one, that's crazy that he would say that about that play. He slid.
There's definitely something to a quarterback protecting himself. Tua's a great example. Garoppolo's another great example. I didn't feel like May put himself in danger yesterday. He might when he runs, period. But on that specific one, he's going to the ground. In fairness to Mayo there, he was being led by the question, like it was in reference to something Boomer Esiason said. But
But don't you say, like, on that play,
yeah,
like, obviously, you want our quarterbacks and all players take care of themselves.
That's
it is very important.
Should do.
Yeah, no, I don't
know.
And
so you can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. Do you blame Drake May, as it sounds like Mayo does?
I do not.
Got to protect himself. You can jump in there. Also, how do you feel about the win? Do you know how to feel about this win? Patriots beat the Jets. They ruined their draft positioning. Are you happy about the victory? Both Keith and I think you should be.
Yes.
I'm happy about the win today. I'd feel better if it's Drake May slinging it and leading you to a win. But I still like the win. I'm still happy with the win. They needed it. This whole organization needed it. And this...
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, this idea that, like, they were super tough yesterday and they weren't a soft team yesterday, they still got run on. I mean, they still gave up, another 22 points yesterday. Not that they were awful defensively. It's not like they were running the ball down the Jets' throat yesterday. They got severely outgained. So I wouldn't want to go too far with they proved they're tough. They buttoned up all of their issues going into the game, but they desperately needed a win. And, yeah, I feel good about it.
I disagree with this text. Not the first part, hey, morons, but the second part.
Yeah.
The reason he was running is because the offensive line can't hold a block for more than 1 second. I would suggest that you maybe rewatch the game. I feel like the offensive line wasn't bad yesterday. The offensive line was probably as good as it's been.
I think the O-line, and like no one's telling you it's a good offensive line.
No. We've moved past that.
But I think they've played pretty well the last 3-4 games.
Yeah, I definitely. They allowed 2 sacks. One of them, Brissett, hung on to the ball too long. And the other one, I think Drake May just didn't want to make sure he didn't turn it over after a bad throw. So I don't think it was that. And again, we're talking about him sliding and Mayo saying that he should protect himself a little bit more. But yeah, the defense, I mean, as bad and as slow and as immobile as Aaron Rodgers was, they got 1 sack. They gave up 112 yards rushing, 4 yards a carry. So, like, that part, that's kind of, I guess, average or whatever. Yeah, I wasn't, like, blown away by their toughness. However,
Defense, the Twitch chat is right. Their defense gave up the go-ahead score late in the game. Like, I mean, you want to trumpet your toughness.
Right.
I don't know that they necessarily checked all those boxes, but they did win.
But,
and so they can change that narrative, or at least attempt to.
On Friday, Alex Van Pelt, friend of the show, was telling us he wanted them to play longer and harder. Do you think they were harder and longer in this one?
I think they were definitely longer.
Yeah.
And a little bit harder.
A little bit harder.
Yeah, a little bit.
Play harder. We got to play longer.
I think they did.
A little bit.
I got somebody texted or tweeted over the weekend. They were like, too bad this one didn't go to overtime, so they really could have played longer.
Well, the Jets could get a 2-point conversion. We would have been there.
Yeah.
Also, this one, we'll get to this coming up. 3-7, 93-7. Mayo took a shot at you two clowns, perpetuating the idea the players were out in London.
Well, that's not our report, by the way.
That started with Kendrick Bourne, just FYI.
A player on the team.
Yeah, okay. That started with Kendrick Bourne.
Yep.
It was then followed up by a team-wide meeting that the team held in the middle of the week.
Right.
And multiple reports yesterday, Mike Reese, Phil Perry, among them, that said Javon Baker missed curfew in London.
Yeah, that's not us.
So, like, I mean, Mayo, you can try to cover it up all you want.
Yeah.
Something happened in London where you needed to address the whole team. Where
he also
Baker was right. disciplined going into the London game, and Kendrick Bourne was calling the team out. So I legitimately don't know what it was, but
okay, go to the next question.
Also, if you're
we got next question by Christian Gonzalez, like you can try to pretend nothing happened all you want. Why'd you call a team meeting?
If you're hanging your hat on something Mayo said, don't do it for too long because tomorrow he's going to change his mind.
He'll correct it.
Correct.
You know what? I said that no one broke curfew in London. What I actually meant was a whole bunch of players.
We
did.
Don't have curfew. Nobody could possibly break it.
That's what I actually.
They can do whatever they want.
You guys can jump in on this 617-779-7937. Drake May and the injury. Are the Patriots putting him in harm's way? Did he put himself in harm's way? Do you agree with Mayo on that? And furthermore, how do you feel about this win? Are you feeling good? Or are they screwing their draft position? Again, 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Monday. A lot to get to on the show. We'll be joined by Hunter Henry. We'll be joined by Christian Gonzalez. We'll go back through week 8 in the NFL with what happened.
A lot happened.
A lot.
Wow, there were some dramatic games.
A lot of touchdowns, dramatic games, one very interesting finish. Oh, those. One very interesting finish with the Washington Commanders yesterday, which we'll be sure to get to. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And then let's get to Gerard Mayo. How much credit does he get for yesterday's win? That's next.